Patient's name is Bryson Mander. First name Bryson. Last name Mander. Date of birth is 4/4/2007. Date of service is 4/14/2022. This is Tiffany Galloway, nurse practitioner. History of present illness. This 15-year-old male presents to the clinic accompanied by his mom and brother. Mom states both children were sent home today. This particular patient was sent home with a temp of 100.2, also complaining of a cough, sore throat, and a headache that's just been going on today. He did take Motrin prior to arrival. Allergies, no known drug allergies, current med denies, medical history denies, surgical history denies, social history denies, drugs, CTOH or smoke, ROSC, HPI, vital signs, blood pressure, 141 over 88, heart rate 135, respiratory rate 16, temp 100.6, O2 96, and he weighs 290 pounds. Physical exam general. He's alert, appropriate for age, well-nourished, well-groomed, H-E-E-N-T, mucous membranes, moist pupils, pearl, neck negative, JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, respirations even on labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen, soft non-tender, bowel sounds times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ANA times 4, gait steady, skin's warm, dry, no rash, no lesions, assessment and plan. Correction, can you do addendum for H-E-E-N-T and also add that patient does have some erythema to the posterior pharynx, but bilateral tympanic membrane's intact. Assessment and plan number 1, influenza A, number 2, fever, number 3, viral syndrome, number 4, strep exposure. Patient did have a flu and strep swab done in the office. Flu did come back positive, however, strep came back negative. Unfortunately, his brother came back positive for strep and negative for flu, so I'm going to go ahead and treat both of these kids with antibiotic and Tamiflu and Bromfed. If they get any worse, they'll return to the clinic for further evaluation, possible further testing. Mom does agree with this plan of care, and she was given an opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.